Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again. Now, today we are going to look at one of the most famous stories in the whole Bible. It's the story of David and that great scary giant, Goliath. We're travelling back in time to the rolling hills of ancient Israel, where a young shepherd named David, that's my name actually, tends his sheep under the open sky. In this thrilling adventure, you'll join David as he faces wild beasts, hears the taunts of this fearsome giant, and steps onto the battlefield armed only with faith and a simple sling. Get ready to experience how courage and trust in God can help you overcome even the biggest challenges. Are you prepared to walk alongside David and see how one brave boy changed the course of history? The sun was just beginning to peek over the horizon, casting a warm golden glow across the lush fields of Bethlehem. Young David stretched his arms wide, taking in the fresh morning air filled with the scent of wildflowers and dew-covered grass. He was a shepherd boy, the youngest of eight brothers, and his days were spent tending his father's sheep. As he led the flock to a nearby meadow, the soft bleating of lambs mixed harmoniously with the songs of larks soaring above. David found a comfortable spot under an old olive tree, its leaves providing a cool shade from the growing warmth of the day. He pulled out his harp. That was a simple, not like the big harps they have in orchestras today, but it was a simple instrument. It was made from polished wood and sheep gut strings, and he loved it. David's fingers danced across the strings, producing melodies that seemed to make the very hills rejoice. He sang songs of praise to God, his voice clear and filled with joy. The sheep grazed peacefully, and even the wind seemed to whisper along with his tunes. Suddenly, the tranquility was shattered by a low growl. David looked up to see the tall grass swaying unnaturally. His heart quickened as a lion emerged, its golden eyes fixed on a lamb that had strayed from the flock. Without a moment's hesitation, David set down his harp and grabbed his sling, a tool he always carried at his side. He selected a smooth stone from the pouch, feeling its weight in his hand. "Stay back," he called to the lion. Not that lions can speak English or Hebrew, as they did in those days. But he said, "Stay back." His voice steady despite the fear bubbling inside him. The lion snarled, crouching as if ready to pounce. David whispered a quick prayer. That's such an important thing to do. "Lord, give me strength." He swung his sling in a tight circle above his head, round and round, the whirring sound getting louder and louder. With a swift release, the stone flew straight and true, striking the lion on the forehead. The lion stumbled, shaking its head before turning and disappearing back into the wilderness. David let out a deep breath, his hands trembling slightly. The sheep gathered around him, their eyes reflecting trust and gratitude. He knelt down, patting their soft wool. "It's okay now," he assured them gently. As the sun climbed higher, David returned to his spot under the olive tree. He picked up his harp and began to play again, his music now carrying a note of triumph. How did David find such courage to face a lion? Could you imagine standing up to protect those who depend on you, even when danger looms and you might get eaten? The day continued peacefully, but David couldn't shake the feeling that something bigger was on the horizon, something bigger was coming. Little did he know that his bravery was just beginning to unfold into a story that would be told for generations. Meanwhile, miles away in the Valley of Elah, two great armies faced each other. On one hill stood the forces of Israel, and on the opposite hill camped the Philistines. They were the baddies. They were the enemy of the people of Israel, and they were not very nice at all. Their tents stretched as far as the eye could see. The valley between them was silent, but you could feel the tension in the air. From the ranks of the Philistines emerged a towering, huge figure, Goliath of Gath. He stood almost 3 metres tall. I mean, that's huge. That's nearly twice my height, but I'm not very tall at all. Anyway, his bronze armour gleamed in the sun like a menacing statue. His spear was like a weaver's beam, and the iron point alone weighed as much as a small child. Maybe it weighed as much as you. Goliath's voice boomed across the valley, echoing off the surrounding hills. Why have you come? Why have you come? Why have you come? Why have you come to line up to battle? He taunted. Choose a man to come down and fight me. If he's able to kill me, we'll become your servants. We'll do anything you want. But if I overcome him, you will become our servants. Then we'll be in charge. Day after day, for 40 days, Goliath issued the same challenge. The Israelite soldiers trembled at his words, fear gripping their hearts. Even King Saul, a tall and mighty warrior himself, but nowhere near as tall and mighty, found no one willing to face the giant. Back in Bethlehem, Jesse called for his son David. Take this roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread to your brothers on the front lines, he instructed, handing David a sack filled with provisions. See how your brothers are doing, and bring back news. Eager to help, David set out early the next morning, leaving the sheep with another shepherd. The journey was long, the road winding through hills and valleys. As he approached the camp, he heard the familiar sounds of an army preparing for battle. The clinking of swords, the neighing of horses, and the low hum of anxious conversations. Just as David arrived, Goliath stepped forward once again to deliver his challenge. The moment that David heard the giant's words, something stirred within him. Who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? He asked the soldiers nearby. His eldest brother, Eliab, overheard him and scolded. Why have you come down here, and with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart. You'd have thought they'd been rather pleased that he'd brought some food for them, wouldn't you? But they weren't. What have I done now? David replied. Can't I even speak? Turning away, he continued to ask others about the situation. Word of David's inquiries reached King Saul, who sent for him. In the king's tent, the atmosphere was heavy with despair. David stood before Saul, a youthful figure in stark contrast to the seasoned warriors around him. "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine," David said confidently. "Your servant," by which he meant himself, "will go and fight him." Saul looked at him with a mixture of surprise and doubt. "You're not able to go against this Philistine and fight him," he said. "You're only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." David recounted his past experiences with confidence. "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, I struck it, and I rescued the sheep from its mouth. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Moved by David's faith, Saul agreed. "Go, and the Lord be with you," he said. He offered David his own armour, a bronze helmet and a coat of mail. But when David tried them on, he could barely move. "I cannot go in these," David said, removing the armour. "I'm not used to them." Instead, he took his staff, chose 5 smooth stones from the brook, and placed them in his shepherd's pouch. With his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. Imagine the courage it took for David to face a giant when nobody else would. Can you think of a time when you stood up for what's right, even when others were afraid? As David stepped onto the battlefield, the sun hung high in the sky, casting shadows that stretched long across the valley. The air was thick with anticipation. Soldiers from both sides lined the hills, watching intently. Goliath saw David approaching and scoffed. "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" he bellowed, noticing David's staff. "Come here and I'll give your flesh to the birds and to the wild animals." David stood firm, his eyes fixed on the giant. "You come against me with sword, spear and javelin," he replied, his voice steady. "But I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will deliver you into my hands." You could feel the tension. Even the wind seemed to hold its breath. Goliath, enraged, moved closer to attack. David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag, he took out a stone, placed it in his sling, and began to whirl it around. With a final spin, he released the stone. It flew with remarkable speed and struck Goliath square in the forehead. The giant's eyes widened in shock as he stumbled and then fell face down on the ground. For a moment, silence enveloped the valley. Then a roar erupted from the Israelite camp. Soldiers leapt to their feet, their voices joining in a chorus of victory. The Philistines stood in disbelief before turning to flee. The Israelites pursued them, their spirits renewed. David stood over Goliath, realizing that with God's help he had done the impossible. He took Goliath's own sword and ensured the victory was complete. As the sun began to set, casting a golden glow over the battlefield, King Saul watched David with a mix of awe and curiosity. "Whose son is this young man?" he asked. Abner, the commander of the army, replied, "As surely as you live, O king, I don't know." David was brought before Saul, still holding Goliath's head. "I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem," he answered humbly. The victory that day was not just over a giant, but over the fear that had paralyzed a nation. David's faith and courage became an inspiration for all of Israel. Imagine the joy and excitement of that moment. How did one young shepherd boy change the course of history? Do you believe that with faith, even the smallest amongst us can achieve great things? David's story teaches us that no matter how big the challenges we face, faith and courage can help us overcome them. Just as David trusted God and stood up to Goliath, you too can face your own giants, whether they are fears, doubts, or things that just get in the way in your life. Remember, with God by your side, nothing is impossible. Now, how might you show courage and faith today? Perhaps by helping someone in need, standing up for what's right, or believing in yourself even when things seem tough. Always remember, you're never alone, and with faith, you can achieve anything.